Spring seats. Spring seats. And you could take them off when you didn't use it, you see. And this little this cousin of mine has a, he's a Standard Oil man up here. And that Standard Oil is what they used to have here at first. He fixed a tank, and he got him two little mules, and he fixed it on a wagon. Uh-huh. And he came down here and got my wheels to go on his wagon. Like they used to haul it.
Did the wheels, man, did they have a metal thing around that?
They had a iron rim around the wood.
I see. What was the wood called?
The woods were the spokes and the hub.
The hub, I see.
Uh-huh. The hub, just like a, well, they had, I've forgotten how many hubs they had. I mean, how many spokes they had. But it was all wood. And you know, we hardly ever broke a spoke out of a wheel.
Really?
Well, the axle broke sometime. And the axle was a round thing with a wood around it, but it was iron on the inside. And you had to keep it greased or it'd screech.
What would cause that accident? What would cause maybe it to break?
Well, sometimes a log would hit it. It'd throw something against it. Wood, you know. And there wasn't much larger than this. And it's just full of spokes, you know. It'd break one out sometime.
Would you ever come to a log in the road?
Well, yes. We'd just drive around or run over it. I'll throw it out sometimes. In hauling wood, they drop off a log or something.
You might tie a rope to it.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, we had those in the yard. It hit the mules things, too. Logs, like you're going to cut up the wood. We had fires, built wood. I mean, burning wood all the time.
Now, well, when you had to get some wood in from the, say, from the thing, you'd tie.
No. Well, if we couldn't get out there in the wagon, well, we hit the wagon up. Put the mules to the wagon, go down and bring up a load of wood. All that was woods. We'd go down there and haul wood out of that.
Did you have something, say, on the buggy, they come back and order you to hook the traces on?
Single trees.
That's right.
Had single trees and double trees. Had a single tree, double tree goes all the way across, and then we'd have a single tree to hitch this mule's traces to. And Well, talking about trees, I have a mule. I've lost four. Yeah, I lost the fourth one the other day. I sent the nigger down to break the ice, and he didn't do it. So the mule had to break the ice, and he broke it and went in and drowned. So I don't have a mule now.
Down there?
This pond down here. I have another one down here. Another pond down here.
He went in and drowned?
Yes, sir, he was. You know, they'll do that. And just a number of cows drowned this last week. See, they go in there to get water, and it doesn't come, and they get on the ice, and then they go down, and they can't get out. And if you're not right there, of course, when you get there, they'll drown, because they keep on trying to get in, you know, and get deeper and deeper. Just drown.
I'm sorry about that, but that's really true.
Yes, it is, because we make a guard. I sold $150 worth of vegetables last year. First time I ever sold any, I always give them away. And I put me a stand out here, and the church wanted to buy a bus. Church bus, and everybody was going to give money. So I said, well, I'll sell vegetables, and I sold $150 worth of vegetables to go on that bus. That's the most fun.
What sort of things did you raise in your farm?
Just name it. Everything. And we start the planting in January, but we won't plant this January. We have it from January on. We're supposed to. This year is the first year in my life that our collards and cabbage and turnips and salad has been killed. But I mean, it was killed. We have it in the garden all the year, and carrots. We raise tomatoes. I have watermelon patch and cantaloupe. And I have a scuppernong vine. We have grapes. We have peaches and apples and pears.
Yeah.
And we raise everything. And I have three deep freezers full in the pantry.
What kind of peaches you raise?